So to me, if we want mix, if you want a head nod for me, item four and five, mixed use and multifamily, I would say no.
Tom, did you have something?
Yeah, as far as Mayor Protem's question, there is no density, used to have minimum number of dwellings overall, which was appealed by the city council several years ago, but the only mention of residential uses that are permitted is multifamily above commercial. So there's not exactly, the word multifamily seems to be attached to it.
So right now, if we wanted to prohibit either mixed use or multifamily, would we have to make a code change?
What you would do is you would just take the word multifamily out of the principal uses that are permitted, and then all the rest uses that we have would be commercial type uses.
Well, I'm not sure we'd want to do that, because by doing that, wouldn't you render the existing uses out there non-conforming with the zoning? And I don't think we want to.
Well, we'd have to look into that in maybe a way to.
Right. Well, I think we could get kind of into a legal now, because maybe you don't care to ask.
Yeah, I
know. But I think that if you want to explore other options, then the next item on your agenda, the discussion of an extension of that moratorium, is precisely why we would need that to explore those legal issues and bring back to the council what you could do.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Okay, so go ahead, Donna.
I just want to ask the council this question, I guess, is why are we giving up the ghost on retail? I mean, we're talking, do we not want retail to generate sales tax out there?
No.
I don't think anyone's talking.
I think it's the other way around.
Okay. I mean, I know what we're saying. I'm just making an overall statement, a blanket statement. Isn't that what we really want out there, is retail?
Yeah.
So these other two questions kind of are gone, right? No?
We have to
agree. No, that's getting to the point that I was trying to make, is it goes to the next decision. If we want it to be retail only on what's left out there, then we are going to have to make a code change, because the code right now allows someone to do that.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm still in favor of
retail. But right now, as it exists, do we have any success stories of the mixed use?
I need to get involved in this conversation.
If the council's having a discussion right now,
but they're talking about the 12 acres.
There'll be a public hearing in just a moment, or if the council decides to call me, but right now the council's.
They might want to ask me what's been going on since I've been working on
it for 2 years. An opportunity.
We'll get there. Okay, so, are we basically that? Mike, do you have an opinion on this yet?
I think we are confused, because we've got a bunch of non-experts trying to talk about this thing. It's like a bunch of people looking at an elephant, and we're all touching different pieces, and we don't understand what we're talking about. I really would like to hear the experts, either a planning director or a city manager or other experts, tell us what we can and can't do, what's legal, what's not legal, what's right, what's suggested. I'd rather make a decision on a suggestion than us trying to start all over again, because we are not very good at designing stuff on the fly, and I don't like
we're not designing anything. We're setting a policy.
Okay,
that's all we're doing, and then the experts have to go and do their thing, and we have to determine what it is we want, and then they execute it. So either you want more apartments and multi-use, or you don't. I mean, if it's an acceptable use to you, then that's your opinion. That's your policy.
I'm having a difficult time where we're ending this discussion and starting the next, and I'm wondering if we should hear from the property owner with whatever information he might have to provide that might help facilitate us bringing this discussion to a conclusion and moving on to the decision making we have to make.
I'd like to hear what he says.
Okay, I'm open.
Go ahead. No, we're just listening to some public comment.
Okay. If you want name and address for the record.
Yeah.
Sorry, I showed my impatience. My name is Roger Certino. I'm a partner on that 12 acres, which is on the west end. And I was really surprised and disappointed about the moratorium. And listening tonight, you're talking about all the experts and all your opinion. It's really unbelievable. I've been in the shopping center to develop business for 40 years. We've owned that property for 22 years, paying taxes of $7,000 a month on it, and nobody bothered to call us. I mean, we're on the front lines of that thing, and they didn't even bother to talk to us about what we think should go there. I mean, you know, that's, you know, the market creates what goes there, not, you know, it's nice to have guidelines, but, you know, there's got to be some flexibility. So no one's called me about, well, what should be done there? Well, the last time I was at the council a few months ago, we had an anchor tenant, QFC, and we had CVS Pharmacy. It was going to be developed out, you know, 12 acres. And there was one caveat that we needed. They wanted to have a gas outlet there, which I'm not sure how the support was for that. But then you slapped the moratorium on it, and where we're at right now is our major tenant walked. So we don't have a project there with the QFC. And, you know, it makes no sense to me why you would put a moratorium on something that's been in the planning stages for years and it's half built out with this concept, and then you stop it. I mean, it's just unbelievable that you do that. It makes no sense. If you want to fine-tune it, fine. You don't have to stop. Everybody takes a long process to get through this thing. I spent over a year working on the QFC deal. You know, it just didn't spend tons of money. And so I'd like to tell you what I think about the Spine Road, and I want to tell you what I think should go on there, because I'm the guy that's dealing with the market, okay? Every day I'm dealing with what can we do, what can we put in there. The Spine Road, I think, is probably a good idea. I think that it should have been funded, and maybe latecomers charges to the property owners. It would have developed out years ago. You know, it just trying to get two neighbors to agree on where the road goes and who goes first, and then there's no continuity. It's just a very problematic. But we're at a point where we're used to it. I think what I think would make sense is maybe for the city to consider to maybe fund half of the road. And I think that would help a lot to get that finished out, or put a limit on, we'll put X amount of money in, whatever proportion that is. I think we can build that road out, because we got a bid on our portion of the road, and it was nowhere near these big numbers you're talking. I think if you come and say, okay, we'll put $1 million on the Spine Road, I think it'd probably cover, you know, I'm not talking about the Saddle Hill Road circle thing. I'm not sure how necessary that is. That might be a lot of extra money, which doesn't really solve a lot of problems. But I think the road needs to be connected to the other light. It makes sense. As far as pedestrian orientated, you know, you're sort of committed there. I mean, it's not my plan, but I'm used to it. So what we got going now is, after QFC walked and you had all this turmoil with Hagen's in the marketplace and nobody can make decisions, we spent a lot of money on studies. What we decided to pursue is kind of dividing our site up. And we got two interested parties, which, by the way, are already invested in that project, and that's Polygon and Vintage Homes. And they're interested in doing more multifamily type development on the south side of our site, and we're going to concentrate on doing the retail on the north side of the street. Now, if you sit there and say, well, we don't want no apartments there, I have no idea what we're going to do, because we don't have anybody for the back side. And what in this moratorium, what it's done also is it's created a problem for our neighbor, because we're the key part of that road to coming off the light, and it's not being built. And we can't even make any plans. We don't know what we're allowed to do anymore. So what I would like to see is let the moratorium expire. And if you want to fine-tune your plan, I mean, go ahead and do it. But don't put the brakes on the most important part of the project at this point. You know, we've got 22 years in this project. We own that land. I mean, we have a long-term vested interest, you know, and I wish the city would be a little bit more sensitive to what our ideas are. I mean, we're experienced people, you know, and I'm just, it's been a long struggle. You know, we've had Walmart was going to go in there, Target was going in there, Top Foods is going to go in there. It's just, you know, it's embarrassing to tell people you're a developer and you had property 22 years, you haven't developed yet. It's embarrassing. So anyway, I would urge you to at least let the moratorium expire so we can come together. I think we have a good shot at getting our revised project done. But if that moratorium goes on, what I'm going to do is retire and probably have to sell the property to somebody else because I'm getting tired of the struggle. Thank you.
Hey, can I ask you a question, sir?
Oh, yes.
Is the fueling station a deal breaker for you?
Is what?
Is the fueling station a deal breaker for you?
That's already history. They already walked.
Okay, that was my only question. Thank you.
Yeah, it just, you know, it's timing's everything. You know, it's just something that's ready to go, and if you drag it out, something else can happen to the retailers, their expansion plans, their financial situation. So, you know, it's you got to strike when the iron's hot, you know, use an old phrase.
Thank you.
No, I agree with you, but to be fair, the city, the fueling stations were not allowed to begin with anyway, so.
Yeah, I know. But what happened is we were going to try to get a conditional use and make our case for it, but because of the moratorium, you know, it just kind of, everybody kind of lost interest, you know, from that end.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And we can live with the way the Spine Road is. Like, our plan incorporates everything that's supposed to be in there, and that'll take it all the way through the Vintage. So you only got a short leg from that point over to Polygon, I mean, you know, just a few hundred feet. And I don't think you need the circle. It looks like a lot of cost, and I don't think it's going to accomplish a lot for what you'd spent or whoever. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're still on mixed use and multifamily, and I think we just heard that the latest plan calls for multifamily.
On a portion of the site.
Right, on a portion. We're not taking comments now. I mean, are you an owner of the property?
Yeah,
okay, go ahead, quickly.
Everyone doing?
Good.
Name and address.
What's that?
Name and address.
David Headley, 14601 Main Street, 98012, apartment A101. Basically, what's been going on with me is I experienced something when I did some drugs at one point in my life. And once that happened, I was able to understand a little bit better about what happens, how to regain your mind once you have opened up Pandora's box, and how to dial that in to a degree. Because once you have experienced that, you know, I went through 3 weeks of trying to gain my identity back, and I brought it all the way back through just rhythm, you know, like and you know, I had a strong woman supporting me, and she took care of me, Roselle, my girlfriend.
Talk about the East Gateway Urban Village development. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, so about that, I mean, that's hard to explain for me at this point. But basically, I think that when you live in harmony with everything, and when you're all living in harmony, then you can ascend to greater heights together.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your comments.
Yeah, thank you, Pam.
Great. So we're still on 4 and 5. Donna said no apartments. What do we hear? You said no apartments.
So you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to defer to Brian. I'd like to hear what he has to say. He's a subject expert. My goal is to see some businesses develop there because I think it's in the fiscal health of the city. But I want to hear some more of your thoughts. if you're willing.
Yeah, I mean, these aren't expert thoughts by any means. I don't have the same aversion that I know others in our community do to multifamily. My aversion to multifamily is when it's designed poorly, like we've seen with what's going on in the county up on 164th and the apartment building south of town. I think that's part of the reason people have this general aversion. They hear multifamily and they say, we don't want any more, is because they look and see how it's developed in other jurisdictions where they don't have as stringent regulations as we do. I mean, I like Polygon's development. I wouldn't live there, but I think it looks okay. We have very tough, stringent design standards. I do want to have some focus on retail out there. I don't have the same aversion to having that be on the same site, either in mixed-use format or splitting the site with some residential, some retail. So I think it's as bad. I know we have a lot of constituents who hate multifamily. My personal opinion is I think it's a little bit of an irrational reaction. It's, you know, one of the things I hear at conferences a lot, there's two things people hate the most, density and sprawl. You can't have it both ways, and people don't know what they hate until they see a picture of it, because, you know, there's been heard quite a few studies where they say, what do you hate? Do you hate multifamily? And then they show them a picture of 30 or 40 dwelling units per acre, and they say, I like that. Well, that's high density. That's multifamily. So, I mean, this is a tough struggle, because I'm very sympathetic to the property owners here, is we're trying to dictate on their property what we would like to see happen there, when we've got a market that's doing a lot to tell us what wants to happen out there. So that's where I struggle. And I understand people have an aversion to multifamily, but I'm not for prohibiting it outright. I would be for limiting it to some extent so we can get some retail out there. But that's kind of where I'm at.
Hello?
Hi, Vincent. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear anything from him.
Yes, speak up. Can you just summarize what you said?
I don't have the same aversion to multifamily that others do. We have very stringent design standards.
So, Brian, being the expert, how would you see that playing out? We have 12 acres. Multifamily and business use on the 12 acres then. How would that play out? 6 acres apiece? Or, I mean, given the space that we have available, I'm just not sure how that would pencil out. And I'm going by what you had essentially taught me a couple of weeks ago.
Didn't know.
We have the owner here.
Yeah, I think we've heard from the owner what's likely to pan out. He's been trying to get something commercial developed out there for a number of years, and the holdup was the automobile-centric components of it. And it sounds like that's no longer the issue.